The revelation last week that a fungicide not allowed on oranges in the United States had been found in some orange juice, probably imported from Brazil, sent the Florida citrus industry scrambling for information. The Food and Drug Administration broke the news, saying a juice company that it did not identify at the time had advised the FDA that it had detected low levels of the fungicide carbendazim in its and competitors' marketed products and in some orange juice concentrate not on the market. FDA announced that the low levels detected did not raise safety concerns, and so it would not remove juice from domestic commerce. However, FDA said it would sample import shipments of orange juice and would deny entry to those that test positive for carbendazim. The news was of great concern in Florida because approximately 95% of all Florida oranges go into orange juice, much of it a blend of Florida and Brazilian OJ. The detected fungicide is legally applied in Brazil to combat black spot. By the end of last week, news organizations had disseminated more information, including some that proved to be erroneous, like one disturbing report that import shipments had been halted. An FDA spokesman late in the week said shipments had not been halted, but that the FDA is detaining OJ shipments at the U.S. border and testing them for the presence of carbendazim. If shipments test free of detectable levels of the fungicide, they will be allowed to enter the country. Otherwise, they will be turned away or destroyed. The spokesman said three shipment samples so far had preliminary negative results and that about two dozen shipments had been sampled. The spokesman also confirmed that it was Coca-Cola that reported the detection of carbendazim in orange juice. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.